The Pentagon announced it will deploy dozens of advanced fighter jets to multiple bases in Japan as part of a modernization plan amid growing tensions with China, North Korea, and Russia.
The Defense Department stated that 36 F-15X Eagles will be stationed at Kadena Air Base in Okinawa Prefecture, replacing 48 F-15CD Eagles as part of a planned divestment and modernization. The Pentagon said the decision was made in close coordination with Japan. Liam White reporting.
The Pentagon also announced a significant package of air defense interceptors valued at approximately $2.2 billion for Ukraine.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin informed the besieged ally nation that substantial security assistance was in progress. The funding comes from the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, which involves the U.S. securing weaponry and training from partners and companies, instead of using presidential drawdowns from U.S. stockpile. Jim Kender, reporting.
A plan to stage a coup against Bolivia's president was not what General Tomas Peña y Lillo expected when he entered the military headquarters in La Paz on June 26th.
It was a highly anticipated meeting, so he hurried over to find Zúñiga, surrounded by officers asking for their help in defending democracy. Peña y Lillo claims he hesitated, but tanks were already moving out of the barracks toward the presidential palace. It's a tragicomedy, said Peña y Lillo, who is now a fugitive wanted for his alleged involvement in the coup attempt. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Tunisia's increasingly authoritarian leader has scheduled the next presidential election for October without stating whether he will seek a second term after five tumultuous years leading the North African nation once seen as a model of democracy for the Arab world.
President Kais Saied set October 6th for the election in a decree issued late Tuesday, according to a statement from the presidency. Saied's first term ends on October 23rd. The election will be voters' first chance to assess Saied's tenure amid an economic crisis and a shift toward authoritarianism, Joseph Eckerson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Robert Woodland, a Russia-born U.S. citizen, was convicted of drug-related charges by a Moscow court and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison, according to court officials and his lawyers.
He was found guilty of attempting to traffic large amounts of illegal drugs as part of an organized group, according to an online statement released by court officials, and sentenced to 12 and a half years in a maximum security penal colony. His lawyers told reporters after the verdict was delivered Thursday that they will appeal the ruling because Woodland's guilt hasn't been proven. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A 13-year-old girl died last week after being hit by gunfire during a fight in a mall in Linwood, Washington, police said.
Jada Woods Johnson was tragically murdered at the Alderwood Mall, the Linwood Police Department stated. The suspect has been identified as a 16-year-old male from Edmonds, the department said in a statement. He was brought in by his mother and is in custody. He will be booked into jail for murder. Lawrence Keller reporting.
An armed suspect who was allegedly making threats in Yellowstone National Park is dead following a shootout with rangers, the National Park Service reported.
A Yellowstone law enforcement ranger was also injured in the incident, NPS said. The significant law enforcement incident occurred at Canyon Village in the central part of Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming, NPS stated. The injured ranger was being treated at a nearby hospital, NPS said. Kyle Norris reporting.
The parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has signed a deal to buy upscale rival Neiman Marcus Group, which owns Neiman Marcus and Bergdorf Goodman stores, for $2.65 billion, with online giant Amazon holding a minority stake.
The new entity will be called Saks Global, creating a luxury powerhouse at a time when the market has become increasingly fragmented with different players. From online marketplaces selling luxury goods to upscale fashion and accessories brands opening their own stores. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.